on the next World Championship Boxing. Two-division world champion Timothy Bradley tests his heart and grit against the always dangerous Brandon Rios in what could be the fight of the year.
These are the guys that they make movies about, right here.
And then, step into the lives of superstars Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. Bradley versus Rios Live, plus 24-7 Cotto Canelo. Saturday, November 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on November 7th with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites square off when welterweight titleist Timothy Bradley Jr. defends his belt against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. Plus, rising star Vasyl Lomachenko defends his featherweight title against Romulo Coicicha. And after live boxing, don't miss 24-7, Cotto Canelo, as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 Central, only on HBO.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bears were back at practice today as they get ready to take on San Diego on Monday night. Jarvis Jenkins says the Bears defense knows what it has to do to shut down Phillip Rivers and the Chargers offense.
I mean, anytime you have a team that you can get one dimensional that throws it, you know, 50, 60 times a game, that's definitely an advantage to you as far as getting more pass rush. And the main thing is, even if they do run the ball, we have to stop the run and just make them one dimensional if they try to run the ball.
Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, and Ronis Grasso all sat out of practice again today. Jermon Bushrod, Zach Miller, Bryce Callahan, and Shea McClellan were limited. Elsewhere in the league, Deadspin has released photos of Greg Hardy's girlfriend following allegations that Hardy beat her back in May of 2014. Titans rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota will start on Sunday in New Orleans. Mariota missed the last two games after suffering a sprained left knee on October 18th. And Tom Coughlin said the Giants will make the determination after Saturday's workout of whether or not Jason Pierre-Paul will play on Sunday. In baseball, the White Sox announced they've made Jeff Samardzija a one-year, $15.8 million qualifying offer. And last night, the Tampa Bay Rays and Seattle Mariners completed a six-player trade that sent Brad Miller, first baseman Logan Morrison, and pitcher Danny Farquhar to Tampa Bay for pitchers Nathan Carnes and C.J. Reifenhauser and minor league outfielder Boog Powell. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore. And breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, October sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
It's over! They've done it! The Royals are World Series champions.
It's been 30 years. Royals fans, let's get the party started.
That's your call?
That's it?
It's been 30 years. Let's have a party. Maybe that's why nobody got shot.
Hey, wait a minute. What did he say?
The Royals are World Series champions.
They got music here. I can't hear you.
It's been 30 years, Royals fans. You can get the party started. I gotta go to sleep.
That wasn't a dude we talked to, was it?
I don't think so. We talked to Charlie Steiner.
The Yankees flat out stopped hitting over the past 10 days. I mean, they were...
Ed Farmer was more excited than that.
He's always more excited than that.
Go crazy! Give me a hot dog!
Our guy Chip would get more excited about, like, the 50th win of the season.
Chip would get more excited about a shallow fly ball to center.
High drive, base hit! Caught out there!
I didn't really think you could win a World Series and have that call.
I mean, that's probably the worst championship call ever.
Has to
it's
be!
Up there, yeah. Oh, man, that's awful.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Kansas Mr. Excitement.
City Royals.
It's been 30 years. Royals fans, let's get the party started.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Boers and Bernstein.
Baseball.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And at 203, they did have, now they reestimate they had 800,000 people. And you're right, they were just stopping on the expressways, parking their car and going into celebration.
You know, and somebody sent me an email. Apparently, the people in Kansas City kept voting down trains. They were voting down the idea of public transportation. Instead, they preferred to just park their car on the interstate and walk to a rally. Unbelievable. It is time for us to go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And we welcome to the show a guy we enjoyed talking to last time, Ben Nicholson Smith, who is on Twitter at B Nicholson Smith. He's the baseball editor of Sportsnet.ca. Thought we'd talk a little bit of baseball because the baseball season never ends anymore. Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How's it going?
We're all right, my friend. What's happening right now? Is there anything going on? It's all, you know, we finally crowned the Royals. They couldn't be more excited about winning. But and now you're into a real season.
And now the David Price Derby begins with the Cubs possibly interested.
Exactly. I mean, there really is no rest. It's funny. The World Series running into November now, and then all of a sudden you have free agency started off already, and then it really gets picked up on Saturday. So, yeah, here we are getting started and talking hot stove.
How were the people in Toronto after the setback? I know everybody, last time we talked, they were really excited, really crazy for all this. And now you got a lot of questions to answer during this offseason with this team, but they take it all right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit like the Royals last year where there's some amount of a happy to be there feeling. And I think that for any team that gets there, whether it's the Astros or the Blue Jays or the Cubs, you know, you want to win once you're there, and the opportunity doesn't necessarily come around every year, so you want to take advantage of it. But at the same time, the Blue Jays won a playoff series. They had some great moments, the Batista bat flip. I mean, really, this is a good season for the Blue Jays, and I think as much as it hurts to lose for any team, I think that mostly people in Toronto are happy.
How do you foresee the high-end starting pitching market shaping up? You've got Price. Zach Greinke opted out of his deal, and then you've got Zimmerman leaving the Washington Nationals as well. So are we talking $250 million for each one of these guys, or do you see it on a sliding scale?
I see a bit of a sliding scale, and I think Price is going to be the top guy. I would expect that Price has a shot at $200 million. I really think that if you look at what Max Scherzer got last year, that should be a comparable for David Price coming off of a really good season where he's going to finish first or second in the American League Cy Young voting. And I do think that he's going to end up probably 7 years around $200 million. And then after that, everyone else can get in line. I don't think that Zach Greinke is going to be quite up at that $200 million level. But at the same time, he should be the next best guy, in my opinion, behind Price. And then you have guys like Jordan Zimmerman, Johnny Cueto. I think they're both going to be over $100 million, and they should both have a shot at 5-6 year deals at pretty generous annual salaries.
It's funny about Johnny Cueto because, I mean, really, he pitched one memorable game, I think, in the playoffs. Other than that, he struggled down the stretch with the Royals, and I agree, he pitched great in a big game, but, I mean, I don't know if the first three guys and then him, I know they're mentioned in the same breath, but unless there's something about Johnny Cueto that, because he had a bad season, he wasn't much with the Reds, he wasn't doing much, a little better with the Royals, but, I mean, he's not in that neighborhood, is he? I mean, what's the cost for Johnny Cueto?
I do think he is in that neighborhood. I don't think that he's up at $200 million, but I think he's over $100 million. And I agree. Like you said, he struggled with Kansas City, and he never really found his rhythm there until Game 5 of the Division Series, and he was able to really come through for them against Houston. He was very rough and shaky in the first game of the ALCS, and then he rebounded with the complete game in the World Series. And that kind of sums up Johnny Cueto's year. You have a lot of ups and downs. You've seen him at his best when he's deceptive, he's mixing up his pitches, he's throwing a lot of strikes and inducing a lot of weak contact. He can do that with the best of them, and he showed that in the World Series against the Mets. But I agree. I think not every team in baseball is going to be bidding. Some teams are just going to rule it out because they don't want that uncertainty. But I think there will be enough demand for him where he's going to end up signing a pretty generous contract.
Meanwhile, the managerial wheels continue to spin. Andy Green gets hired by the Padres. Don Mattingly out in L.A. and then in Miami.
Good luck.
The Bud Black negotiations fall through as they're handled ham-fistedly by the Nationals. So they back into Dusty Baker there. And then the Dodgers, initially leaning toward Gabe Kapler, then Kirk Gibson shows up for
Kirk
an interview, which
up, yeah.
I hope is a courtesy interview. Scott Servais just pops up as a guy who has never managed before, and he ends up in Seattle. So we're seeing some old trends continue and some recycling. I would think that the if Kapler ends up in L.A., I guess for my
concerned, that would be probably the most interesting hire of any of these. So what is to you?
Yeah, I think Kapler is a really interesting one to watch because he's a very analytically minded guy, a very thoughtful guy. But at the same time, he has a lot of experience playing at the big league level, and he's managed in the minor leagues too. So you have a lot going for him on the experience side. But like you said, with Kirk Gibson in that mix, I mean, there are a lot of different ways that the Dodgers could go. And I think that, you know, for a while we saw this trend of teams hiring these first-year managers, and I would say that the results have been mixed. I mean, you've seen guys like Mike Matheny succeed, and you've seen other guys not necessarily have the same success. And so Scott Servais is another hire in that mold. But I think teams are getting away from that a little bit, or at least we're not seeing quite as much of it. And that's why we end up seeing guys with a lot of experience like Dusty Baker back in the game.
I always kind of thought that Dusty, I don't know if you thought so, but I always kind of thought Dusty would relent somewhere. I know he wanted to manage one last time. He wanted to do it one more time.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be interesting to see this next act in Dusty Baker's career, because when he first managed with the Giants, I think he had this reputation of being a real player's manager, and then somehow the narrative around him changed. I mean, as people in Chicago know very well, you know, Mark Fryer, Kerry Wood, that didn't work out. And as a result, I think Dusty Baker got a little bit maligned for his role, which was only probably a small part in really what was an industry-wide acceptance of the fact that young pitchers were there to be used and used often. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what he can do in Washington. And I think it'd be a great story if he comes back and reaches the playoffs with that team.
Here's what I'm watching as well, Ben. And this is something we know in any sport, when a team wins a championship, there's immediately a rush to find, to unlock their system and how did they do this, and then copycats spring up. And because the Royals won, I'm wondering if other teams, some are saying, well, wait a second, all of this Red Sox Cubs idea of grinding out at bats, of seeing a lot of pitches, of high on base percentage and multi-run homers, etc. Maybe what the Royals did of going opposite that, of having guys who make contact, of having a very high contact rate and going with speed and offensive pressure, is the way to combat rising pitching velocities where everybody's throwing 95 plus. And if you could just find guys who make enough contact with 95 plus fastballs, maybe that's the answer. Is it too easy to say that other teams might think that this is more an exception that proves the rule?
You know, I think this is a really interesting question. And I think that, you know, you kind of laid it out there. If you are able to find 9 players who can consistently make contact, and not just contact, because it's one thing to put the bat on the ball. We're talking hard contact. Eric Hosmer, Lorenzo Cain, these guys are hitting the ball hard. They're hitting line drives around the park, and that's why their approach works. So in one sense, yeah, go ahead. Like, try to find 9 hitters who can hit the ball really hard and just don't strike out. If you can do that, you can replicate the Royals' success. But to me, that's a really tough thing to do, especially because these guys are not just hitters. They're tremendous defenders for the most part. You could say, with the exception of Alex Rios, really, they're an excellent defensive team. And then not only that, they're good base runners. They've really got that complete element of the game going for them. So you combine that with a pretty good, not great starting rotation and a dominant bullpen with essentially 2 dominant closers in Herrera and Davis, 3 if you include Greg Holland last year. I mean, yeah, go ahead and try to replicate that if you're other teams, but I think it's going to be so much easier said than done.
We're debating this the other day, and I don't know what the answer is to it, that Alex Gordon also has filed for free agency. Would you be interested in an Alex Gordon? Is there anything about him, Ben, that you say to yourself, yeah, you know what, I'd like to have him on my team? Because I know he's a great defensive, but he's a great defensive left fielder. I don't know exactly what that gets you. I've always liked him, but is he a guy that people will look at and say, yeah, I'll take Alex Gordon?
I think so, and I think it's really going to come down to price. I mean, He's positioned to get a multi-year deal, and that's why he turned down his player option. I think Gordon, when you look at the on-base skills, he's cuts and doubles power. Maybe he'll hit you 15 to 20 home runs in a season. You combine that with the defense, like you said, in left field, you get a very good player. And so even though he's coming off of a groin injury and didn't play a full season this year, I think he's positioned to ask for probably a 5-year deal.
I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up in that $90 million range that we saw guys like Pablo Sandoval and Taylor Ramirez sign in last winter. And I think that would be a fair price for Gordon, considering what he can do for you on both sides of the ball.
We talked about the highest end of the pitching free agent pool before, but one of the more intriguing names in there is probably going to be Jeff Samardzija. Just a little while ago, the White Sox announced their one-year $15.8 million qualifying offer, which he will then decline to pursue significantly more than that. He's 30 years old. He was bad last year. We don't know exactly what the reasons are, but there is still an expectation that he's going to land a lucrative deal to be plugged right into the middle of somebody's rotation. Where do you think he ends up?
I don't know where exactly he ends up, but I would agree with you that he's in line for a lucrative deal. And it's funny, it tells you something about the demand for pitching. When you can go out there and actually have a pretty rough season, I don't think anyone would say that Jeff Samardzija had a good year last year. And yet, he is going to be in demand because we know he can do it. He's got a hint of swing and miss ability, and he's still reasonably young. He doesn't have a ton of miles on the arm, and I think that is going to put him in demand as like you said, a mid-tier starting pitching option that maybe is in line with the Mike Leakes and the Wei-Yin Chens of the world, guys who aren't quite in that upper echelon, but they're still going to be very much in demand when you look at the number of teams around baseball that need pitching. And really, with the exception of maybe the Phillies and Braves, I'm not seeing a lot of teams out there that are conceding in 2016. I think most teams in baseball want to take some kind of a shot at making the playoffs and seeing what happens as soon as next year.
I would say this. He as we let you go, we appreciate it as always, Ben, that he had this in his mind, a $100 million contract. Is that possible or likely?
I wouldn't say likely. I'd never say it's impossible because we've seen some surprising contracts. But I'll put it this way. I wouldn't advise a team to offer $100 million to a guy coming off that season.
I wouldn't either. That's been his goal. At least he's been whispering it to people, I'm told, about that's what he expects. But, man, that let me tell you something, Ben. To watch that season up close was really rough.
I believe it, guys. Yeah, there's no question. Ooh. It definitely wasn't his back.
Oh, boy.
Ben, we appreciate your time, sure, as always. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right, Ben, take care.
That is Ben Nicholson-Smith, who is a must-read at sportsnet.ca, their editor there in charge of all their MLB stuff. He's been our guest on Boers and Bernstein. A lot more to come. Some football things, some basketball things. And a lot more to be discussed. So keep it here. Got the score.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. Middays 9-1. The Bears are 2-5 on the season and will now try to inch their way back towards 500 as they take on Phillip Rivers and the Chargers under the lights for some Monday Night Football action. We're covering Bears Chargers right up to the game, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Browns got beaten again last night, but Browns fan, tell me you did not get hooked yet again. Tell me you did not start buying in and believing in Johnny Manziel. You know you did. Just know this, the Bengals did not. The first half of that loss in Cincy was classic Manziel. And when I say classic, I mean college Manziel. Dude may as well have been out there in his A&M gamer looking for Mike Evans while the Bengals were dressed up like Bama, sprinting out of the pocket after the first read, slinging it sidearm, making throws over the middle late and sprinting down the sideline to celebrate. That wasn't Cleveland backup Johnny Manziel. It was Texas legend Johnny Football. So since he was on his heels for two quarters, but then they fixed that problem in 2 seconds, kept him in the pocket, and he did nothing in the second half. As always, John's a lot of fun to watch for the people hyping him, but he's still a raging party for the guys who tackle him. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account, in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card. Go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SefQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at sefq.com/mycard and see why SefQ is not a bank. Better.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, 224 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Morris and Bernstein, you're all having a great time at Cortman's Garage here in Arlington Heights. Like it. Like it a lot. And it's grand opening. And you know who's out here? Was just here to celebrate the grand opening.
Well, it's been an all-star team here today. I mean,
it really has.
You got Ashley Fields here.
Ashley Fields forever, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got our guy, Jerry, the Budweiser, your Bud Light head honcho.
Yeah, he is.
Who's here in charge of absolutely everything. The big shooter, the big stroker.
Yes, he is.
Chad Ocho Feldman was spotted here. Jeff Fritz. And then Joe Bartosz shows up.
Joe Bartosz is under a drive.
that's the mayor of Arlington.
I know.
Knights,
well, right, he lives here, though.
Right.
Not in the bar. He doesn't live in the back. He's here. This is his hometown, Arlington Heights. So you're invited to stop by as well.
Before I forget, I know we're very busy and guest intensive today, but before I forget, it's just something that has really, really been top of mind for me that I just need to get off my chest.
A lot of things that are very irritating lately.
This is some of the, I mean, the Greg Hardy stuff is one thing that people are like, oh, what, there's pictures? Oh, now I think it's real. The more I have read about this absolutely heartbreaking, horrifying, tragic, inexcusable story about an executed, cold-bloodedly executed 9-year-old in this city.
Mm-hmm.
As people are more upset about a trailer for a movie than they are a comedy, more upset about that than they are about something like this. That as I read it now, the father of the slain 4-year-old,
mm-hmm,
is refusing to cooperate with police.
Says he doesn't know anything.
Even though police have made it clear they believe he knows exactly who is responsible for this.
Papers outlined it today, yeah. Exactly who did it, yeah.
And others in the community have clammed up as well,
mm-hmm,
and are not helping police. It makes me sick. Absolutely sick. Because I see what the police superintendent has gone through. The hours of just sitting and having to be screamed at by people.
The aldermen?
The grandstanding press conferences held by aldermen blaming police.
7 hours of it.
Blaming police, saying it's the police's fault that this continues to go on, that they're not getting enough help, they're not getting enough protection. I don't want to hear that anymore. When the father of a murdered 4-year-old chooses not to help police...
Fourth grader.
Mm-hmm. This fourth grader, by all accounts, a terrific kid.
And hunted down.
Hunted down, lured into an alley, and murdered. And the father has a perfectly good idea of who did it, and he won't say.
Doesn't know anything. I don't know who did it. So he said, I don't know who did it.
How do you expect the police to do their jobs? And how can anybody, if there are other people within a community who don't feel the need, the responsibility, the desire to help, it's lost. It's over. I'm sorry. That's a pessimistic thing to say, but that's true, though. There's no going back from that.
It's true.
There's no going back. And the fact that then you got to offer a reward, that you got to try to spend taxpayer money to pay people to do something they should want to do because it would get a child murderer off the streets, and they don't want to. That you've got to lure people with cash? It's insane. It's beyond sad.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's terribly, terribly wrong. So shut up about the police and help them.
I think that's, sadly, that's not, as you know, all that uncommon. I think that's a general wall you meet almost every time something. Maybe not to this level where you actually hunt down and execute a 9-year-old.
It's
maybe not to that level, but there is no help.
offered. There's just, it's just not. It just is. I don't know if it's fear.
Then you waive your right as a community to complain. You waive your right to ask for more help from the police. When a police force is only as strong as the community that assists, the community that cares. If your community cares, you don't have an alderman in a cheap suit bellowing at the top cop. That's not how you show that you care. You show you care by working together to make sure justice is done. Otherwise, forget it. Otherwise, you're just lost. And it's hard for people to empathize. It really is. It's hard to garner empathy when at the very first stages of response, when the police are there, who did this? And the boy's father, according to everything you can tell from what police are saying, they believe he knows and just won't say.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. Well, he was facing a gun charge, so he had to go to court. It's the only reason they saw him. Because they caught him on the way to court. Facing a gun charge. So they got him there, and he said he didn't know. And remember the, wasn't there a toddler, too, that was killed sitting in a car that was filled with bullets? And again, the father was the same story where it was like, I don't know what happened. I don't know anything about it. I don't. And you know, and we know he knew exactly all about it. He knew exactly all about it. So I think when you, you know, it's a very easy thing to, these days, and it didn't help in Fox Lake, to take on the police and say they're this and they're that. But if you really understand what they're up against, you wouldn't be so mad. You wouldn't be nearly so mad if you understood what they're up against, in this case and others. What it's really like to try to figure one of these things out, try to put a name to somebody. And oftentimes they do. After a long time. After
even
time,
without the help.
Yeah, even without the help, they do. And I'm hoping so in this case as well. That's what you're not going to get help.
It just made me immensely, deeply angry and sick and sad when I read it. And I didn't want to get to the end of the weekend without saying it, because it helps to say it. It helps to talk about it. I'm lucky to have the platform and the opportunity. I don't think it's going to do anything. I'm not trying to change anything.
No.
It's really for my own benefit to just be able to get it out. That it's so horrible that's the father. That's your fourth grader, and you're not interested in helping the police find the killer.
Doesn't know what you're talking about.
Scoreboard update.
It's 2:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Hot stoves starting to heat up as we move closer to the winter meetings in December. Today, the White Sox announced they've made a one-year, $15.8 million qualifying offer to right-handed pitcher Jeff Samardzija. Cubs have also made a qualifying offer, this one to Dexter Fowler. He's expected to decline that and become a free agent. Cubs claimed pitcher Ryan Cook off waivers from Boston today. And both Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney are calling the Cubs the heavy, heavy favorites to sign pitcher David Price. Cardinals have made qualifying offers to outfielder Jason Hayward and pitcher John Lackey. Marian Hossa leads the Blackhawks in points against New Jersey with 42 in 44 games against the Devils in his career. But Hossa not with the team in Jersey for tonight's game, thanks to that lower body injury. Coach Joe Quenneville says he hopes Hossa is ready to go against Edmonton on Sunday. Corey Crawford gets the start tonight. Puck drops, and this one at 6. Meanwhile, Patrick Kane spoke to the media this morning about the fact that the investigation into sexual assault allegations against him is over. Kane says he's mostly happy for his family and supporters, and that he's just happy to be back playing hockey. Bears continue getting ready for Monday Night Football and the Chargers today at Hallis Hall. Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Pernell McPhee, and Ronis Grassou all sat out again. Jermon Bushrod, Zach Miller, Bryce Callahan, and Shea McClellan were all limited. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Prairie Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer on Monday at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contests. It's Toasting with the Top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted and made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And 2:33, boys, I'm racing Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Should we grab a phone call?
Yeah.
There's some other stuff I want to get to, but...
I wanted to read this, too, also to get some Bulls stuff here. As we're trying to solve the inherent problems in the Bulls puzzle with what they have going on in the front court and how you can try to score points and defend and how they can use some of these regular season games to work this out. The always thoughtful Jeff from Roscoe Village said, I love Hoiberg's willingness to divvy up front court minutes based on matchup. When Mirotić and Gasol trotted out to center court for the tip. The Thunder were licking their chops because their defensive struggles have been apparent to anyone. Mirotić's star is still rising, but you can't blindly give him minutes until he improves. And last night, Hoiberg recognized the matchup was putting Mirotić in a bad situation. He made the change. He wasn't just taking him out because of one missed shot or one missed rotation. The Bulls' entire front court's been lauded for depth. Four players that could be starters, but none of them complete players. And last season, Thibodeau was staunch in supporting Gasol and Noah, despite the numbers showing it didn't work. And this season, Hoiberg has paired Gasol and Mirotić and Noah Gibson. Each two one-dimensional to work in a vacuum. The answer to the clogged mismatch front court lies in how Hoiberg approached it. Against athletic front court players and gifted perimeter personnel that can execute pick and roll, either Gibson and Noah's defensive inclinations are better served next to Gasol at Mirotić's expense. The rotation should be game to game. Use the players that best fit against the opposition. The problem with the strategy is the inability to appease all the egos. Because Noah and Gasol are used to starting playing the same position. One of them will be disappointed, probably more so Gasol for talk of his grumpiness, which is probably the real reason Noah was sacrificed. In a perfect world, the bigger picture of winning is at the forefront of players' mind, but it's not a perfect world. It's a good problem to have. They either have a solution and they learn to deal with it, or the egos don't adjust, and a trade needs to be made. At least Fred Hoiberg appears able to recognize and handle it.
I think a trade needs to be made.
Ideally.
Yeah.
I would take it out of Fred's hands and not force him to have to deal with it.
Yep.
In Humboldt Park, Jency is on the score.
Hey, Dan, I totally agree with your points about the dad being an irresponsible parent, but I think because you have a platform, you need to avoid making some globalizations about the community not joining in any kind of effort to prevent violence in the city. That's an irresponsible comment.
No, I'm talking about this case.
No, joining
this case
is one thing, cooperating is another.
That in particular, case, the police themselves have lamented that they're unable to have people come forward with what clearly appearing to be a well-known identity of the shooter or shooters.
Absolutely.
In this case.
I completely agree with that particular case, but this is one particular case and a larger problem that has in part been perpetuated by law enforcement and a whole host of other...
No, it has.
Factors.
No, it hasn't.
How has it been perpetuated by law enforcement?
Well, my partner worked with the Cook County Jail for years, and there is a epidemic of officers planting evidence on various people trying to get themselves out of the system, and other things that I
no, I'm talking about in the
you're globalizing
in the investigation of crimes.
No, this
the
is
lack
what I've done
the I'm just talking about the lack of cooperation that cops in this city get trying to solve these murders is well known. Specifically, this. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I understand that there's a lack of cooperation in some areas with specifically, crime involved individuals.
Yes, however, this area.
Yes, but there are people in that very community trying to support the effort, and unfortunately...
Okay, we don't hear from them, though. We don't hear from them. Those voices need to be louder. Instead, it's aldermen bitching to the police. That's what we see in here. The organization and the aldermen should be supporting them. If that's the case, then their local governmental representatives should be on their side instead of haranguing police for trying to do a job without the resources and information that they need.
I think she wants to pursue the police conspiracy theory that they're just awful people and idiot. Go away.
Southside John, you're on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this. Just to give you a bit of background, I work for the police department for 10 years. I'm not an officer, I'm a civilian officer, but I've worked with juveniles at our juvenile detention center. I've worked directly with these young men, the type of young men that we're speaking about today. And that young lady that just spoke before me, she stole a little bit of my thunder, Dan, because quite frankly and respectfully, I wanted to address your entire statement and the vast majority of what you said. I absolutely agree with when you're speaking about certain situations and certain crimes where you have individuals who do not speak up, who subscribe to this ridiculous, quote unquote, no snitching policy. But I work again with the police department and I work inside of the community. And the statement that you made, where you made this blanket statement where by default you said if you have individuals who don't speak up, then the entire, you somehow see it right to by default hold the entire community responsible as if they're not individuals who live in my community who won't speak up, who won't do what's right. When you see a 9-year-old child being executed on our streets, the fact that you hear those alderman voices and those are the fools that you see speaking the loudest does not speak to the myriad of community activists, community voices, community individuals who fight on a daily basis, who fight and push against this kind of madness in our community. So while I absolutely respect your sentiment,
How does the rubber meet the road? What are these activists actually doing?
That they're doing exactly what I'm doing, speaking directly to the youth who are in here, who are in these streets, who are doing the damage, who are not understanding the depths and the tragedy of what they're doing and trying to turn those individuals around. They're not in front of cameras like the alderman. They're not in front of cameras like the police superintendent. They're in the streets dealing with the individuals who are affected by these crises each and every day. They're not looking for the publicity. They're not looking for the promotion of their actions. They're simply doing the work.
John, here's my hope. My hope is that it matters. My hope is that we don't pick up, pick up my phone and the first headline I see tomorrow is another dead kid. That's my hope. I hope everything you describe is successful as quickly as possible.
Yeah, there's a lot of voices that mean to me that really haven't accomplished much. There's a lot of voices. There's a lot of talk. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of that. I opened up this 45 shootings in a weekend. I don't know exactly what you're doing, but whatever it is, that's all we said. We're not globalizing it. We're talking about this specific instance.
As David Foster Wallace once said, I wish them way more than luck. We're the Boers and Bernstein Show. We've got Olin Krutz joining us at the top of the hour. Talk a little bit of football and plenty more football stuff coming your way as well. And Zach Harper from CBSSports.com. He's always a treat talking NBA. So mm-hmm. We'll do that too. You got the score.
Let your game day ritual always start with the Scores Football Pregame Show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores Football Pregame Show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you. And everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Signing up.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Talking to you at 312-624-6767. Top of the hour football conversation. Our guy Olin Kreutz, the toughest man alive, will join us. Hey, Pat Manley again talking about Olin Kreutz today.
Yeah, Pat Manley was really good today. Yep. Talking about this new term that's being thrown around in football, the 100%er.
The 100%er, yeah.
Which is a pejorative term for a professional athlete who can only play if he feels he is 100%.
That's right.
And that being not just football.
No.
But others in sports. And certainly in this town, we've had our share of those who were expected to play, and people waited and waited and waited and waited. And then eventually changed their definition of what 100% means after injury and age, et cetera.
No such thing with Olin Kreutz. No matter what, if he was missing a leg, he played. Was he missing a leg?
I think at one point he was missing a leg, and then he sewed it back on, and then he chewed off somebody else's leg and stole it.
I'll ask him if he got one.
Oak Park Kenny is on the score.
Yeah, one of the things about the shooting, about the young boys, a couple of things missing it. You all were saying how, you know, the father knows. Of course he knows. The father, I think, is a gangbanger, which means he's not going to cooperate because he wants to do the quote-unquote street thing and go after who did it. So now it's adding on to the problem. And a lot of times these people don't speak up because they live in a neighborhood amongst gangbangers. So as soon as you open your mouth, now you're a target. So that's why a lot of people complain about the police and they need more help and all of that, because there's not like a big police presence in the neighborhood.
Yes, there is. There is a huge police presence in the neighborhood.
Whoa. How are you going to tell somebody about a neighborhood? That's the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's
The city's gone out of their way to every time they've been asked for more police, there's been more police.
When was the last time you was in the neighborhood, Dan?
I'm not going to that neighborhood.
Why?
I'm not an idiot.
There's a police presence. Why not? There's plenty of police presence. You're safe. Why wouldn't you go over there?
Well, you know, you're only giving us the obvious truth. We know that.
Yeah,
we understand
know that's
that.
True.
We completely understand why they don't. Does it make it right?
But to then blame the police is wrong.
Yeah.
Like you can't
get them out of it.
You can't have it both ways. Not enough police. If they are incapable of investigating because nobody will talk, why do you bother with police at all? Why bother? Why care how many there are at all? And no, people are not safe.
Yeah, and
nobody's
safe. Yeah, we fully understand it. Of course, if you talk.
It's not a secret.
Yeah, it's not a secret. Oh, my God, if you talk, they'll come and get you. Of course they will. And they have answered. The Chicago cops have answered many, many times to more police presence here, more police presence there, even though when they're struggling to find officers. When they're short. I mean, they've tried to
this
do
is
that,
what
but
my,
it
my
doesn't.
My point is, it's it, look.
It doesn't.
Look, Winnetka isn't safe because of a massive police presence. The police, the size of the police presence doesn't ensure safety.
No.
The police presence is in response to the lack thereof. The community itself, the strength and desire and effort of the people who live there are the primary force to ensure safety. The police can only do so much after the fact. The safest areas in this city aren't safe because of massive militaristic police presence locking everything down. It's the opposite of that. If you see a place where it's crawling with police, chances are it's not very safe. That's the sad reality. That it's the people who live there that ensure the safety because of what they show matters more to them.
Yeah. And wait, look, we understand. I understand the fear factor. I get the fear factor. We're not going to talk because then you'll be their target. I get that.
This is Steve from Racine who said that caller who attempted to slam Dan is irresponsible for making a completely innocuous comment infuriates me. Dan pointed out that the slain fourth grader's father is actively resisting the police investigation of his own son's cold-blooded murder. The misguided caller called that comment irresponsible, sharing that her partner is privy to all kinds of completely unsubstantiated reports of police corruption.
Yeah, okay.
Talk about globalizing. Calling in a radio show, the third largest media market, to spout such absolute fabrications. Listen, lady, if you got actual facts about police corruption, document them. Share that information with the district attorney's office. Right now, there's a slaughtered child whose death may never be solved because the child's own father is adhering to some code of the streets.
That's all that was said. That's what was said. It needed to be said. And, you know, I it won't be the last one. There was the one, too, and that was in the, it's still in the baby seat they shot in the van because they were looking for the father. And he was another one who said, I don't know who did that. I don't know who that was. I have no idea. Well, yes, he does. Yes, he did, just like this guy does. And the only reason they saw him at all is because he had to appear in court. He wasn't going to appear anywhere. But he knows exactly who it is. If you read today's, I want to say it's the Tribune. Has a pretty good, complete background. It's one of the two. I forget which one. But a complete story of this thing. Has it all.
Yeah, Schmutzy notes that 90% of all overtime pay for Chicago police goes to extra coverage in the most violent parts of the city.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying. I mean, they're trying.
What can they do? Can they catch bullets? I'm not just sure. What do you really ask? All they can do is respond when someone's shot. That's their job.
Yep.
Their job.
And then when you canvass the area, what do you get?
Their job? Nothing. I don't know. I didn't see. Their job isn't to walk around catching bullets out of the air that are intended for others or intended for children. I don't know what the expectation is of the tassel loafer alderman standing there haranguing them. For what?
For 7 hours that went on. Allowed that for 7 hours, like five different aldermen screaming at him. And he's not popular with the cops as it is. The cops don't like him at all. He's not exactly the figure that they embrace for a lot of reasons. But, I mean, I'll say this for him. To stand there and take that crap when it's really not, you know, you're right. What do you want me to do? You want cops? Put them there. We do everything we can. When we canvass the neighborhood, when we go out and ask, the answer is, I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can have 4 million cops in every end. As long as they're going door to door and saying, I don't know. I didn't see anything. What do you want them to do? What do you want them to do?
They have to operate within the law. And that involves following procedures that allow them to bring these killers to justice.
Yeah.
So they're limited by something called the law.
Yes, you are.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights. They are famous, by the way, for their short rib chili nachos. I've seen a couple Ooh. Orders of those. Yeah, those look very, very serious.
Ooh.
That is a serious food item.
Ooh.
And it's great to wash it down with Bud Light, the perfect beer
always
for whatever happens. Olin Krutz joins us next to talk about the Bears and the Chargers. I want to talk to him about the 100%ers.
Yes, and I want to talk about the time he played without a leg.
Because his name came up earlier. We'll talk to him next on The Score.
Fantasy football fanatics, The Score's got you covered every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 with Chicago's Fantasy Football Today. Presented by Bud Light, starring Joe Ostrowski and last year's Bud Light Fantasy Football Expert winner, Jack Thomason. Listen in as these fantasy gurus cover everything fantasy football and daily fantasy plays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
TuneIn Premium has all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That's all the radio you want for $7.99 a month. That means every single Major League Baseball game, every single NFL game, the most massive collection of commercial-free radio stations in the world, over 5.5 million podcasts, and unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks. Download the TuneIn Radio app for a free 7-day trial of TuneIn Premium. TuneIn Premium, boundless audio.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up.